Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Okay, gang, really quick before we jump into the video. You may or may not know that I left academia a few years back for broadcasting. But teaching the next generation has and always will be on my heart. I've been broadcasting now through 3 election cycles, and I'm just sick at what the elites have done to our education system. So I decided to step up. My team and I have been working on this for well over a year now. I started a school, and I have absolutely massive plans to take it nationwide. The Worldview Institute of Entrepreneurship and Apprenticeship opens its first location in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on April 9th, and I want to invite you to the ribbon cutting. And I've built a whole amazing event around it, so I want you to come and join me at the Kingdom Builders Experience, April 9th through 11th. You'll get an exclusive invite to the school's ribbon cutting. You'll be invited to a special Scotch and Cigars meetup with yours truly. I'll be lecturing at the school. Plus, we're hosting a Business Makers Summit where education meets opportunity. Now, seats are limited. Click the link below to learn more, and I can't wait to see you there.
I think these tariffs are incredible. They do so much for this country. First of all, there's the issue of national security. How can you be a sovereign nation if you are relying on your greatest enemy for pharmaceuticals, for steel, for aluminum, for lumber, for the very ships that you will need to fight them, right? It's absurd. Obviously, we need to have a base in manufacturing for our national security, but it goes so much deeper than that, Trace.
That was, believe it or not, a former never-Trumper, a diehard Democrat who has seen the light. That was Batyanga Sargon, who is one of the tens of millions of people celebrating the official end of the liberal globalist order. It is over. Trump has officially destroyed liberal globalism. And as your patron professor, I'm going to show you exactly how. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to celebrate with you the dawn of a new golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The Russian geopolitical theorist Alexander Dugin tweeted out something very interesting. He writes, quote, "By imposing tariffs, Trump has put an end to globalization. From now on, mercantilism prevails on the world scale. This is a global decoupling, another step to save the world from globalist dictatorship." And I think Professor Dugin, who I'll be interviewing again next week, make sure to check out for that. I think Dugin is spot on here in a way that so many contemporary Western analysts and commentators just are clueless over. What Trump is doing here is instituting the return of mercantilism. And in instituting the return of mercantilism, he is reestablishing a form of economic nationalism, but now in the guise of what we might call economic civilizationalism. So let's unpack all of that because it's complicated, but it's amazing stuff. So let's start. What is mercantilism? Well, with the rise of the nation state in the 17th century, so you got the end of European Christendom and the Holy Roman Empire that lasted 1,000 years in Europe, right? Well, with its end, you had the rise of dozens and dozens of independent nation states like we have today, independent countries. And with that, you get a whole new economic order known as mercantilism, which is an economic order that sees trade as a form of national security. That's key. That's what you got to get. Mercantilism is an economic order that sees trade as an extension of national security. We saw this during the pandemic, right? When it was revealed that nearly 100% of our pharmaceuticals were manufactured in the very country that COVID came from. So even back then, there were all these calls to guarantee that all future pharmaceuticals be manufactured right here at home. Indeed, anything integral to our national security will have to be domestically manufactured. This is mercantilism. Trade is a form of national security, right? Whatever we offshore in terms of manufacturing production can be cut off from us in the event of a war, some kind of international hostility or calamity for that matter. Again, Jimmy Carter found that out the hard way during the OPEC embargo and the subsequent energy crisis. Anytime we're reliant on other nations for manufacturing and production, that reliance can be used against us. But what if we could reconstitute world conditions in such a way that we would never, ever have to worry about international embargoes again? What if we design international institutions that guaranteed cooperation among all other countries so as to never have to worry about adverse consequences for offshoring our manufacturing and production? Well, gang, that is exactly what the Bretton Woods system was all about. This was the new economic system devised by primarily the United States after the decimation of Europe and the Soviet Union and Japan after World War II. And what we did is we basically recreated the world that had been devastated by that war with a financial system comprised of institutions like the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, that provided the obligations and protocols, the legal obligations and protocols that all member nations had to abide by. This is what we often refer to as multilateral trade policies. It's a one-size-fits-all, single one-size-fits-all trade policy that applies to dozens and dozens of nations at the same time. And what the Bretton Woods system basically did is it created the international conditions that allowed American companies to offshore their manufacturing and production so as to lower prices and maximize profit, but without the fear of compromising national security. And in a word, that is what we call globalism. In a nutshell, that is the liberal globalist order. And as it turns out, it was doomed to fail from the start. Wait until you see this. But first, gang, if these last 4 years have taught us anything, we always have to be ready for threats to our freedoms. And what makes it even worse is that those threats to our freedoms come from the very ones who've sworn to defend those freedoms. They think they can violate your right to protect your own family. They think they can force their delusions on your children, your grandchildren. They think they can control the media and hide the truth from you. But here's the key. They can't take away from you what they've never given you. Self-reliance means peace of mind, kind of like economic nationalism, right? That backstock of filtered water, it's yours. A fully charged solar generator, yours. The emergency food on your shelf, yours, especially if that food is from My Patriot Supply. Having served millions of American families, My Patriot Supply is well-equipped to help yours. Go to preparewithturley.com right now and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. It delivers over 2,000 calories every day. It's sealed inside ultra-durable four-layer packaging. It lasts up to 25 years. Oh, and did I mention it's delicious? Go to preparewithturley.com and get your kit before it's too late. It ships fast and free. Preparewithturley.com. Liberal globalism was doomed from the start, both domestically and internationally. First and foremost, by creating what's called a global division of labor, liberal globalism exported literally millions of manufacturing jobs overseas so as to lower the cost of goods while at the same time maximizing corporate profits, right? Usually you have to choose between those two. Again, this is the quote magic, the sinister magic of globalism. You usually have to choose between the two. If you lower prices, you end up, you know, minimizing your margins. But by offshoring our manufacturing base with cheap international labor, corporations could keep, they could both benefit consumers by keeping the prices low, but also enjoy super high unprecedented margins. But of course, what that did is it gutted our manufacturing industry to the tune of 6.5 million manufacturing jobs lost over the last 30 years here in the United States, especially since NAFTA. 6.5 million. That's more than the populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Delaware combined. And it didn't just gut our manufacturing sector. We're not talking about sectors here. Liberal globalism gutted our manufacturing society. Entire regions, cultures, neighborhoods, states, they were economically decimated by this. So globalism has ravaged our own nation domestically, and it's ravaged the world in that more and more nations began to see globalism as the primary means by which the United States insisted on imposing its demands, particularly its political and culturally woke demands on the rest of the world. Russia, for example, in particular, responded very effectively to this after the invasion of Ukraine when the Biden administration weaponized globalist structures like banning Russia from SWIFT, which is the International Financial Transaction System. Russia immediately decoupled itself from the Bretton Woods system so as to protect its own national security. And as a consequence of the weaponization of globalism against Russia, more and more nations began to realize that globalism and its institutions were being exploited as a weapon to advance DC interests, a weapon that more and more nations feared would eventually be used against them. And so note the astonishing irony here. Do you see it? Do you see how we've come full circle here? The mind-blowing irony, particularly of the Biden administration, is that under their leadership, the very trade system that was deliberately set up to transcend national security concerns turned into the biggest threat to national security for the vast majority of global nations. The very trade system that was deliberately set up to transcend national security concerns became itself the biggest national security concern of them all. And so globalism was always doomed to fail. It was doomed to fail domestically, and it was doomed to fail internationally. It betrayed its own citizens, and it betrayed the very principle upon which it was originally established. And so now we're seeing the world returning. They're returning to economic nationalism, where trade and economy are seen as inextricably linked to national security. In fact, as we often talk about on this channel here, it's even bigger than that. I think we are entering into an era not so much of economic nationalism as much as economic civilizationalism, where global economies are being organized more around the great civilizational power blocks around the world. And I think that explains Trump's beef with Canada and Mexico. He's trying to get them to completely obliterate their tariffs so as to create a single massive North American civilizational sphere. Again, the fundamental difference between like NAFTA and the USMCA that Trump negotiated in his first term is that NAFTA omitted the notion of reciprocal tariffs. So NAFTA, being fully globalist, allowed for Mexico and Canada to impose whatever tariffs they want on U.S. imports, all the while U.S. corporations were allowed to offshore their manufacturing and industry to Mexico, particularly, so as to lower prices for the consumer and maximize margins for the corporations, leaving rural populations highly, highly unemployed. Trump is keeping the reciprocal tariff measure in place as a forcing mechanism to get both Canada and Mexico to remove all of their tariffs so as to create a massive North American civilizational sphere, a civilizational economy combining the largest consumer market in the world with the largest natural resources region in the world, precisely because Trump recognizes that a new civilizationalist world order, what I like to call the renewed world order, is rising, and he wants to position the North American civilizationalist sphere at the center of that rising world. So all of this is to say, we are truly living in historic times where the future is looking more and more like the past. Liberal globalism is dead. A new and renewed civilizationalist world order has dawned. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.